busted. When everything was listed like that, maybe it did rather look as though I had been just a teeny bit obsessive lately. But in my defence, I only wanted my first Christmas with Ed to be the most perfect and wonderful day ever in the history of all Christmases past. One that we'd look back on fondly in years to come and say, "Remember that first Christmas at the beach cafe? Wasn't it the loveliest, most romantic day ever?" Nothing wrong with that, was there? Now that it was December, the countdown could properly begin. I had a chocolate advent calendar that I'd managed not to break into yet. I even had an advent candle that we could burn down day by day. It was starting. At last, Christmas was starting. Fired up by a bolt of happy excitement, I rolled on top of Ed and kissed him. "You know, there's one Carawen Bay tradition I might not have mentioned," I said, enjoying his look of surprise, which was quickly followed by that familiar glint in his eye. "It's the 1st of December stay-in-bed-all-morning tradition." He wrapped his arms around me, warm and strong. "I think I'm going to enjoy this tradition," he said.